Project Clean Sweep is a photographic survey of sites in the UK where chemical and biological weapons have been tested, stored, manufactured or dumped. It opens tomorrow at the Roscommon Arts Centre and its creator, artist Dara McGrath, joins me now from our Galway studio. Dara, what sent you off to photograph these, what sound like very unpleasant places to be? What sent you off to get involved in photographing them in the first place?
Well, good evening, Sean, and thank you for inviting me on the show this evening. In 2011, I was reading an English newspaper and I came across a little byline saying Project Clean Sweep has been issued by the Ministry of Defence to highlight 14 sites where there could be residual chemical weapons in the ground. From that, from my initial visit of the 14 sites, which funnily enough were not exactly at what where they were reported in the report, but somewhere nearby, it led me on to about another 65 sites all around the United Kingdom where chemical and biological weapons were, as you said, tested, dumped, stored and manufactured.
It sounds like the sort of information that would be very highly classified and very difficult to get at.
Yes and no, but what you've got to understand is the United Kingdom abandoned their chemical biological weapons program in the 1970s, but it was only in the last, say, 10, 15 years that the breadth of what they were doing actually came to light through activism, through freedom of information, that kind of slowly got the information out into the public realm.
I was looking at some of the pictures, Dara, on the website,
yes,
and strikingly, in many cases, they are absolutely beautiful places that you think, I'd love to go there on my holidays, or I'd love to visit that particular place. I'm looking at one at the moment called Norwich Norfolk 2015.
Yes.
But this dates back to an event in the 1960s. What happened in this beautiful flat landscape with beautiful big, what looked like oak trees to me, perfect kind of British rural scene?
Yes, yes. Norwich one, that's quite interesting because it was a preliminary trial to see how biological weapons would spread across the English countryside if and when the Eastern Bloc countries launched an attack on the British mainland. You've got to understand as well, Sean, that this chemical biological weapons were on par, were basically neck and neck with nuclear weapons all through the 50s and 60s. And it was only through the late 50s that they started abandoning, late 50s, middle 60s, that they started abandoning chemical biological weapons testing.
I mean, the prescience of this is quite extraordinary given recent events,
yes,
particularly
yes,
in Syria. Had you been following the specifics of those contemporary events around this particular project, or did that come up just with a terrible coincidence around the time of the opening?
A terrible beauty, terrible coincidence indeed. As I said, I started this project in 2011, so that's roughly the start of the Syrian war. So who was to know at that stage that they were going to use chemical and biological weapons further on down the road?
The other thing about that Norwich site that particularly struck me was the tests that came to light in 2005 about esophageal cancer.
Yes, yes. They found out that there was a disproportionate amount through the NHS in the Norwich area of people who were living in the Norwich area at that time who had esophageal cancer. But a report into it didn't include anything linking the two events.
I'm interested as to why it didn't make any link with that, because I guess that back in the 1960s that the military scientists who were involved in the sampling throughout the region didn't tell the people living there, oh, do you know what, we're going to test some lovely chemical weapons up around your part of the neck of the woods.
Absolutely, and they deceived the population of Norwich as well, because scientists from the Ministry Scientific Park in Portendown in Wiltshire knocked on the doors of people's houses and said, we'd like to do a weather study. Can we put a weather sensor? So in actual fact, it was a biological weapons monitor to test the dispersal from a point west of Norwich over the city of Norwich.
I'm looking at a lovely image now of Chesil Beach. This is in Dorset. These particular shots, you took these yourself, Dara.
Yes, indeed. When I set out initially on this research, I photographed the places very straightforward. I call them my straightforward photographs. But as the project progressed, I found out that there was four major kind of key turning points, and then I kind of focused in latter years of this project on those four key sites.
So what kind of turning points are we talking about there?
In the last 2-3 years I was taking a very traditional kind of view of the landscape as a landscape photographer, but I felt that I was continuing down the same old path. So I needed to put more weight, more insight and more investigation into these four sites around the UK, which are, as I said, kind of key turning points or key events of the programme.
When people go in, because the photographs are part of the exhibition, I'll talk about the other aspects of it in a second. What are you expecting them to take away from what is, as I say, are essentially, in many cases, beautiful landscape shots? In some cases, I'm looking at one now of Merseyside in 2013, where there are five big industrial chimneys in the background. So there's kind of a hint that there's something going on there. But what are you expecting hoping people will take away from them?
Well, I like the people to take away something in many different levels, depending on themselves. Firstly, I think it's important for me to show in Roscommon. Roscommon is a rural area. It's been subjected, because it probably doesn't have the greatest representation in Dáil Éireann, that a lot of, let's say, governmental decisions and commercial decisions are overrode amongst the local population. I mean, when I say that, we come to think of wind turbines. We think of the EU coming in, telling people that they can't cut turf anymore. So, and basically water contamination as well. So I hope on a local level that these might be little key signals for people, to kind of look at their own landscape, look at their own locality and what has gone on and what is going on at the moment.
And maybe see if they're being sold pups in the way that you explained that the people of Norwich were sold a pup about the military scientists and their activities.
Yes, indeed.
Just a couple of final things then, Dara, about the other objects that you're showing as part of the exhibition. What else will we see?
Well, as I said, it was an in-depth investigation into it. I have different parts of there's different kind of mediums in the exhibition. As I said, the straightforward, bucolic, beautiful landscapes of the English rolling countryside. You have also got objects I have acquired, bought on eBay.
The railway spike is one of the things that you have, isn't it?
Indeed, I found that through. I went with a guy at a metal detector through one of these post-military sites.
And it was burnt. That railway spike was burnt by chemical weapons.
It was indeed. It was indeed many, many years ago.
What's the letter that you have with the anthrax on it?
The letter X, is it?
Yeah, this is the one with the anthrax irradiated letter.
Yes, that's quite interesting. That's one I purchased on eBay. That was an irradiated letter that was caught up in the 2001 anthrax attacks over in eastern side of the United States. So I purchased that over eBay.
And presumably it's all safe at this point in time.
I think so. But as you can see, and people come to the exhibition, it's nicely disintegrating as time passes by, because it's in pretty bad condition at the moment.
So in some ways what you're giving us here is a type of cautionary tale or a cautionary style of exhibition, Dara.
I think so, but I'm also, as you pointed out earlier on, that it is quite relevant, to what's going on in the wider world at the moment, especially in Syria.
So people might have that in their minds as
indeed.
Well. That's Darren McGrath talking to me about his latest exhibition, which is called Project Clean Sweep. It will be at the Roscommon Arts Centre from tomorrow, Thursday the 13th of April, and that's as part of the Photo Ireland Festival. It runs through then until the 25th of May. It's at Belfast Exposed from the 1st to the 17th of June, and then at Format Photo Festival in Derby in the UK later in the year.